This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Public comments are needed about DOE's surplus plutonium plans. What would you do with more than 30 metric tons of quote-unquote surplus plutonium in the form of triggers for nuclear weapons? The Department of Energy, DOE, has been working to find a solution for at least 30 years. Over that time, Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, were not included in the plans and were not analyzed in the environmental impact statements required by the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA. Now, both DOE sites in New Mexico, LANL and WIP, are analyzed in the recently released statement. Please get involved. Public comments are now due to DOE by Thursday, March 16th to spdp-eis@nnsa.doe.gov. In the latest draft environmental impact statement, DOE plans to ship the triggers from its Pantex plant north of Amarillo to LANL in northern New Mexico on I-40. At Klein's Corners, the trucks would proceed north on U.S. 285 to I-40 to the 599 bypass around Santa Fe and back onto 285 to LANL. At LANL, the triggers would be pulverized into powder at the oversubscribed plutonium facility. From LANL, the powdered plutonium would be shipped to South Carolina for processing at the DOE's Savannah River plant. The final leg of the 3,300-mile trip ends in southeast New Mexico at WIP. Nevertheless, the draft statement does not provide an estimate of the number of years nor the number of shipments that are planned. Let's remember that LANL is located in a recognized seismic zone above the regional drinking water aquifer and the Rio Grande and in a wildfire zone. WIP is located in the productive gas and oil region of the Permian Basin in southeastern New Mexico. Since at least 1994, DOE has spent billions to prevent access to the surplus plutonium. One proven method is to immobilize the triggers. Immobilization eliminates the need to pulverize the triggers into powdered plutonium, the most deadly form of plutonium. But in 2002, DOE canceled the immobilization program, quote, due to budgetary constraints, end quote, even though thousands of public comments supported immobilization. Here are some suggested topics to cover in your comments. The DOE's plans would change the form of plutonium to powder. If inhaled, powdered plutonium causes cancer 100% of the time. As reported by Sandia National Laboratories, powdered plutonium, if released over land, is almost impossible to clean up. Transporting powdered plutonium risks ranch and farmlands, businesses, schools, homes, and communities. We do not consent to DOE's irresponsible plans. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about DOE's surplus plutonium solutions, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.